Hey there, and welcome back to the Mini Weekend. I'm your host, Jack. Let's crack a beer and get the ball rolling, Mini. Just here for the beer. What did we go with tonight? Tonight we went with the Wreck Yo-Self cold IPA from no other than Headflyer Brewing. And, yeah, obviously those that have been listening, not the first time we have had Headflyer on the podcast, but obviously I've never had this one. And I gotta say, man, the initial taste off this is very hoppy, kind of almost like hitting you in the face with it, with hops, but by the end, pretty smooth, pretty easy, and yeah. Once again, another can that grabbed my attention, and that I didn't look much into obviously, for, like I said, those that I have been listening for a while now. I do most of my research on the beer the night of, so it's not like I've been building these beers up in my head all week leading up to the podcast. But I gotta say, like, initial reactions, don't love getting hit by all that hoppiness, but like that, it does kind of mellow down. Once again, yeah, Headflyer Brewing, we've done them on the podcast before. They're off of Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis. They're kind of in that, what's that considered, like, kind of that St. Anthony area. It's kind of by, like, Sociable Cider Works, by House Coffee, some of those places that we've also done on the podcast as well. It's not far off of 35W. So easy to get to, and not really quite in the heart of Minneapolis, which is kind of nice too. So, Headflyer Brewery. I gotta say, the last time we did them, I'm trying to remember. I don't think I have frequented this establishment. I have definitely walked by it. Before looking at these pictures, I can't help but think, geez, I've walked by this place numerous times, whether it was, being in that area within the last couple years, college, or anything like that, but definitely, again, another place on my list of places to go to, this summer, now that, once again, it is nice out, and happy June, people. Hope everybody had a very fun and very safe Memorial weekend. Headflyer Brewing. You guys definitely got to go check them out. Headflyerbrewing.com. Got a lot of cool events coming up here. On the 5th, they got Monday night pizza. Sounds like that's something they do on a weekly basis. Tuesdays, they got 2 for Tuesday, so enjoy 2 for 1 crowlers and $2 off all tap pours. On Wednesdays, they do a trivia night. They do a trivia night with other things involved. And they have a couple of other events coming up here, other than those, but I urge you guys to go check them out. Like I said, if you guys have been there, let me know what you think of the place and what I should check out when I go there. For those that have frequented, let me know what you like from it, and what we should try next. And if you've tried the cold IPA, let me know what you guys think. It is a 7.9 APB, and some of the hops it says is Citric, Mosaic, and Amarillo. I gotta say, I do like it. Again, I know I tend to be a IPA guy, but I try not to just like and indulge myself in every single IPA, because truthfully, like, there are some bad ones, there are some good ones, and again, we're not doing this to really slander any breweries. This is just us trying some beers, saying what we like, maybe what we don't like. Again, I do like it overall. I don't particularly like all the citrusy hops up front. And for that reason, I'm gonna ding it just a little bit on my rating. I do like it. I'm not crazy about it, so I'd probably go that 6.8, 6.9 rating, something like that. But like I said, definitely not a bad IPA. If you do like hoppy IPAs, I will be the first to tell you to try this one. Try it out. And let me know what you guys think. Let me know what you guys think. So, like I said, Wreck Yourself Cold IPA, 6.8, 6.9. And then for those that are interested, they're open Monday through Thursdays, 4 to 10 p.m., Fridays, 2 to midnight, and Sundays, noon to midnight. So, that is what we have, excuse me, for just here for the beer. Unfortunately, we got no new news to report on for Tommy Town tonight. The school year has concluded. So once again, we've said this the last couple of podcasts, we are not wishing summer away. As much as on this podcast and as a person, I love football. I certainly cannot wait for the yearly Minnesota beautiful summers. Not wishing this away at all, but definitely take this time, guys. Enjoy the next 2.5 months before the craziness of sports does hit us again. And with that, we'll just go right ahead and jump into our professional sports. So for a lot of those people, I didn't really get any questions this week, but for a lot of those people that have been asking me questions about the Twins thus far, right now is kind of a good point. Once again, we kind of waited till later to do this. Thought about doing this really early in the night and kind of doing an NBA final preview before the series even started at 7. And then the day just kind of got away with me, and I thought, you know what, let's just do it after. let's just do it after game one. But so, yeah, like I said, for those that have been asking about the Twins a lot this year, right now is kind of an appropriate time. Excuse me, an appropriate time to look at things in the scheme of the MLB, because we're actually at a point where we're a little more than a third of the way through the season. So technically, the Twins are 30-27 now after pulling out the come from behind win over the Guardians tonight. But about a third of the way through the season is 54 games. They got a 57. And, one of the things I haven't really talked, I don't think I've talked too much about on this podcast, that I've been thinking about a lot more leading up to this week. And, I mean, crap, even looking at in terms of, excuse me, in terms of looking at the Twins pulling some of their stars, Buxton, Correa, Kepler, due to injuries. And the one thing I will say about this team is like it or not, it's deep and it's resilient. This team, whether you know it or not, has been dealing with injuries all year long. Okay. Like I said, the Twins have just pulled Buxton, Correa, Kepler due to injuries. They've been without Polanco for an extended period of time. I think they got a pitcher or two on the IL. Royce Lewis is just coming back. You know, it's an unfortunate situation, but to be able to be battling all these injuries, like if you were to tell me, Jack, the Twins would be battling like a third of the way through the season, they'd be battling the injury, like something along the lines of a lot of injuries, and they would still be holding on to the AL Central lead. I would tell you that is a perfect position to be in because, again, with the longness of the MLB season, you hope this team gets healthy as the year progresses and the closer you get to the playoffs. And the fact that this team, don't get me wrong, this team has not been lights out. They have not been lights out. I mean, shit. There was a point a week or so ago where all five teams in the AL East were better. Excuse me, were better than the Twins. Now, only the Yankees, Orioles, and Rays have a better record. Toronto and us have the same record, and Boston is worse than us. And truthfully, to all those people that say that, I say, screw you guys. Like, honestly, like, okay, is it fair? No, but guess what? This is how the divisions are set up, and you know, it's just like anything. Somebody's got to win every single division. And all that kind of stuff too. So, I mean, this is a good position to be in. Obviously, this is the year for the Twins to be going through some of this stuff because everybody else in the Central is under 500. You know, they got 12 and a half games on the Royals, 7.5 on the White Sox, 4.5 now on Cleveland, and 2.5 on the Tigers. So again, a good position to be in. You know, you hope as the season, like I said, goes on, they can create some separation as they get healthier and things of that nature. But all things considered, I like where this team is at. They're still holding on tight to the number one seed. They got a couple games left against the Guardians. And I gotta say, I kind of like where they're I was peeping this I was peeping this when it first came out, when it just come out. When it came out at the beginning of the morning today, the updated MLB power rankings, and I like I said, I like where they're at. They're 12th right now. Other previous ranking was 11, and you know, I like what they said. They said the Twins mostly treaded water during the month of May, holding on to the AL Central lead while continuing a pattern of winning their share of blowouts but losing more than their fair share of close games. Might I add, if you take, you know, six of those close game, if you give us 6 wins of those close games, that all of a sudden turns into a 35-21 record, and nobody's. And, you know, we're probably a little more on people's radar. Goes on to say, so while they may not have many of the markers of a team that is good enough to win in the mid to low to mid 90s, their actual record remains perilously close to 500. They go on to say Royce Lewis is back after his long recovery from a torn ACL. In his first game back, he clubbed a 3-run homer and added an RBI single. Meanwhile, unsung outfielder Matt Wallner suddenly became one of baseball's hottest hitters by getting a hit in 6 straight at-bats on May 27th and 28th. It'll be a while before we can buy into Wallner's numbers, but if Lewis has long been, but he's been a long a top prospect. Whose lift has too often been slowed by injuries. He figures to get a long look at third for a club that needs an offensive impact. And, you know, again, I think it helps that we haven't really had many instances this year where we've had every star, every good player out. Like, yeah, Polanco was out. Okay, you know, we get Royce Lewis back. Okay, now we got Kepler, Correa, Buxton going off. Like, you kind of get a little mix and match. It helps. I'm not kidding you guys. It helps that our pitching has been, like I said, stellar. You know, they're not necessarily one in the league, but the fact that they're right up there in terms of a lot of categories is huge. for this team, I will add, and this was a point of emphasis last year for the Twins. We were awful. We are second in all of the MLB with a 3.49 ERA and first in the league with 558 strikeouts. And number two in quality starts, or tied for two with quality starts with 27. I mean, if that doesn't show you, you know, a bump in all this stuff, in everything, I don't know what does. They got 100. So to go with all of those strikeouts, they have, they have 171 walks, which there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So they're 10th in the league with the least amount of walks. So, I mean, again, that's a great thing to have, to be the number one team in the league in terms of strikeouts and the 10th best team in walks allowed. That's huge. That is huge. You look at hits allowed, and there's only one team in the league that has allowed less hits than us, and it's the Rangers with 429. The Twins have 431. So, again, this pitching staff has really stepped it up from last year. It's been huge. It's, like I said, been a point of emphasis for this team last year. You know, we were a couple quality starts, a couple quality saves, a couple key, you know, pitching moments away from winning, you know, 10 to 20 more games than we actually did would have made all the difference. And the fact that we're pitching this well, and despite maybe how many runs we're getting and still winning games, is huge. And a big step in the right direction for this team. And honestly, I don't think I could be more excited for a team right now. I think, you know, like I said, they're holding steady. They got a couple games coming up here, and it's going to be a fun ride. So, for those that are interested, they got a game tomorrow night against the Cleveland Indians at 7:10. Saturday, they will be in action at 6:15. Sunday, 1:10. And then they'll have an off day before going to Tampa Bay for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 6th, 7th, and 8th. The 6th and 7th games will both be at 5:40. And then on Thursday, the 8th, it'll be at 12:10 p.m. before the next podcast. So that is what the Twins have coming up here. And slowly but surely, they're kind of creeping up here. Even though June just started, they're kind of creeping up here on halfway through the season. The first half of the season wraps up like right after the 4th of July. So just saying, again, we're not wishing the summer away. So, yeah, tune in if you haven't gotten the chance. You should watch the Twins games. They've been playing pretty well. So, onward and upward. The Loons have, for lack of better words, been kind of struggling recently after starting off the season pretty hot. They are currently, they currently occupy the 7th seed in the Western Conference in the MLS. They lost to Austin the other day, tied Real Salt Lake, lost to Houston in May. And their last win, you got to go back to when they took on Portland on May 20th. And again, this is a team that started off, They started off 3-0-2. So they went 3-0-2 in their first five games. And honestly, in their last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, in their last five games. They've only won one game, have one draw and three losses. So been kind of slipping up a little bit as of recently, but you know, again, we'll have to have my brother on the podcast here shortly, who's a big Loons guy. He's got season tickets. Unfortunately, still don't know a ton about the MLS, so we will get him on here and help us know more about the players and kind of, you know, expectations and everything. I mean, this is a team that. Like I said, like you look back the last couple of years, and they've made it to the you know, at least a couple games into the playoffs. So this is a team that should be one of the better teams, and they're currently in seventh. Now they still have quite a bit to go. Playoffs don't start until October, so they still got three games left in June. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 in July, 3 in August, 6 in September, and 3 in October before playoffs really get going there. So, yeah, that's what we got for the Loons today.